think when you look at the money Chelsea have invested in bringing him to the football club, it would seem a bit of a crazy idea to sack him after three quarters of a season. I know he's had his problems, but I think he's coming to the club at a really difficult period of time, a period of transition. And I think it was always going to be a tough job for whoever took over. So I think sometimes it's easy to pull the trigger. I think sometimes the hardest thing is to stick around and keep faith in your manager.
And what effect does it have when senior players sort of fall out publicly with a manager?
Well, that's one of the big tests for him, you see. That, you know, he's got a lot of all strong characters at the football club. And they're used to winning things. They're used to having things their own way. All of a sudden, somebody comes in with a different philosophy of the way the game should be played, tries to bring in younger personnel, and all of a sudden you have a little bit of dressing room unrest because, you know, your senior figures are being left out. It's bound to send shockwaves through the club, but it's just a difficulty that he's going to have to deal with.
And moving to England, Fraser Campbell's been announced in the squad for the game against the Netherlands. Are you surprised by this?
Well, I think it is quite a surprising call-up, yeah. I mean, Fraser Campbell's a very talented young lad, but he's had his troubles with injury, so it'll be a huge boost for him to be called up. It's great for him, but it is a bit of a shock, yeah. You know, Oxlade-Chamberlain's not been involved as well. He's in the under-21 side, when an awful lot of people would have expected him to have been one of the first names in the squad.
And Micah Richards is back in the squad. I mean, he's still fighting with Kyle Walker for that right-sided place. Out of those two players, who would you start at right-back for this England side?
Well, I like the pair of them. I think, in fairness to Micah Richards, he's deserved of his call-up because of his form for Manchester City. But I think if you're looking in the long term, I think Kyle Walker's an incredibly talented young man who's done terrifically well to cement a place of his own at Tottenham in a very good side pair. So I think I'll probably side with Kyle Walker.